From KUOW, you're tuned to The Record. I'm Steve Scher.
And I'm Ross Reynolds. And Steve, you might have seen we had his honor, Seattle Mayor Ed Murray, in this morning. He's been in office nearly 100 days. Later this week, we're going to hear Mayor Murray his thoughts on working with neighborhoods. He had a big neighborhood conference last weekend. He'll also talk about transportation. But today, we wanted to hear him talk about the ongoing attempt to reform the Seattle Police Department. I started by asking the mayor about the latest update on his search for a permanent police chief.
The application process is closed. This week, the committee is screening the resumes and the applications, and next week, interviews will start. A recommendation of three candidates will be sent to me in early May.
Will those names be revealed to the public in early May?
Yeah. The way the process works is people who are applying, which is, I'm told, a large and outstanding pool, those names are not shared, but when the final candidates are selected, those names are made public.
So we'll know about the final three.
Yeah.
Continuing with police issues, there was an uproar earlier this spring when it became public that Interim Chief Harry Bailey intended to sign off on settlements that would reverse findings of office misconduct. Now, Ann Levinson, who's an auditor with the Office of Public Accountability, made her analysis public last week. She said the Seattle Police Department should be required to consult with civilian oversight and the city attorney before reversing these issues of officer punishment. Do you agree with that?
I do, and we've also seen Barney Malekian, who's a consultant hired by my office, who is former police chief and works on these issues around the nation, also did a report and found very similar findings. We have a complaint process and an appeals process that is simply broken. It goes on for years. The cases in question have been around from 2010. It's amazingly Byzantine, and it's not transparent. And the downside is it was mishandled. I own it. It's my mistake. The upside of it is both myself and many council members realized that there were more problems than we had originally anticipated with the process. So we're opening it up. We're going to have a new process in place, working with the Citizen Police Commission, with the OP, Office of Public Accountability for Police Accountability, and with the federal monitor who's been appointed by the court to work with our police department.
So just to be clear, the next time there is discussion of reversing some findings of officer misconduct, the Civilian Oversight Board and the city attorney will be involved?
So I believe they should, but we actually have to do two things. We have to decide what is going to be the best citizen oversight involvement process. How do we use the – is it the city attorney? Is it the labor relations folks in the personnel department for the city? Is it a combination of the two? Where does the police – Citizens Police Commission come involved in this? There's some unanswered questions. It'll require some changes in ordinance. And it'll require some changes in collective bargaining. It can't happen instantly.
Seattle Mayor Ed Murray is my guest, and as you alluded to, the city is currently in a consent agreement with the Department of Justice. A study found that the city police department was unconstitutionally exercising force, and as part of this consent agreement, there have been a bunch of changes that need to be made. There's a federal judge who's overseeing this, and the monitor said Seattle's 20 years behind other departments when it comes to gathering data to track officer performance. What is currently happening to correct that?
The monitor is absolutely right. And it's not just the police department where city government is behind in technology, much to my surprise. But we do know that we are significantly behind. Last week, we had a two-day seminar with Microsoft about how you design a process to develop a business intelligence system that allows us to track police behavior and also track crimes so that we can be proactive in understanding what's happening in our own city. So we have a significant amount of work to do.
When will we have a new system to track officer performance?
It's going to take a while. We actually have to develop it from scratch.
Define a while.
So a while is, you know, months to a year, and probably to get it up and running and make sure it's doing what we need to do, probably more than a year.
Okay. Well, coming up with that procedure for monitoring offices may take a while, but it seems like there's some things that should not be taking that long. The federal overseers recommended the use of audio and video recorders in patrol cars. But recently, one police sergeant failed twice to log in on his car's recording system. Both times this officer used force. There were no recordings of the event. Why is the Seattle Police Department having such a hard time getting officers to turn on their patrol car audio and video?
Well, there's a reason why we are under a consent decree. We've got some significant issues in our police department. We've got some significant issues in chain of command. And we've got some significant issues in those officers who are willing to accept the fact that reform is going to happen, and those who are still resistant. As we heard from the federal court last week, last year reform moved at a glacial pace. We're going to pick this up, and if more personnel changes need to be made, we will make those.
Why can't you tell the acting police chief to require that police officers turn on their patrol car audio and video, and if they don't do it, have repercussions?
So we are telling them that.
And what repercussions?
Well, there are repercussions. Part of the problem is we do work under a situation where we have years and years and years of collective bargaining contracts that I can't break unless we go in and negotiate those contracts.
Is there something in the collective bargaining agreement?
There are management issues that are actually not under my direct control as a result of some of my predecessors and how they chose to negotiate these contracts.
So you're saying because of the contract, you can't require the police officers to do this?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying there are some management issues in there. What I also am saying is we are, you know, we've been at this for just weeks, and it's going to take a while before when the chief, the interim or permanent chief, or the mayor says this is going to happen to actually make it happen. But there will be repercussions, and there will be discipline taken on officers who do not follow through with this. If we don't do it, then the federal courts will never give us complete control of our police department again.
Another example on this consent decree between the Justice Department and the City of Seattle to resolve these complaints, the question of more access to investigations of officer-involved shootings. Last Thursday, an officer shot a bank robbery suspect. Federal overseers say that the civilian director was, quote, shunted aside, end quote, during the investigation. Have you heard about that, and why did that happen? Why is it allowed to happen?
I have heard about it. We are in the process of looking at what happened. We are going to talk to the OPA director, Pierce Murphy, to get his perspective on it. Again, we have a new process in place that was designed last year, and it is going to work. There will be cooperation on the ground. I will not give this police department a choice not to cooperate with the independent investigators when they appear on site where there has been a shooting or other issues related to use of force. It's going to take, as I said, it's going to take some time to change culture, but we're going to change it.
That is Seattle Mayor Ed Murray talking this morning about the Seattle Police Department. More from Mayor Murray coming up later in the week. One small correction. I refer to the Civilian Oversight Board on Police Conduct as the Office of Public Accountability. Mayor Murray referred to the board as the Office of Police Accountability. We were both wrong. The correct term is the Office of Professional Accountability. Most people just call it the OPA.
I've done that many times.
It's a hard one.
I think OPA is good.
OPA. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about the neighborhoods with the mayor, and on Wednesday, transportation issues, including what happens if ballot initiative Proposition 1 does not pass. With Steve Scheer, I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Record on KUOW.